This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kustraba. The Wabash Valley Youth Symphony will be in concert Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Rohrman Center at Jefferson High School. The program includes three winners of the orchestra's concerto competition and music of Georges Bizet from the opera Carmen. In the studio with me are Lindsay Hale and Yian Hang, as well as the orchestra's conductor and music director, David Glover. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So great to have you all here. Let's start, David, with the concerto competition itself. How were these folks chosen to play with the orchestra at this concert?
Yeah, well, the youth orchestra has been having a concerto competition for 4 years now. And every fall, we have anyone who's in the orchestra that wants to come and audition for a panel of judges, which includes myself and then two or three outside people. And we listen to everybody and then choose a couple of winners from that group to come and solo with the orchestra on the winter concert.
What's the value of it? Not so much for the soloist, because I see the value for that, but what's the value for the orchestra in having soloists in front of them and soloists drawn from their ranks?
Well, playing a concerto for the orchestra is very different than just playing a regular symphonic piece. It needs much more sensitivity and much more awareness of what's going on, because soloists can do unpredictable, flexible things in a performance. You have to be ready to adapt at any moment to something going on. So it's definitely a different technique of playing than simply playing a symphony. And I think it's great for everyone in the orchestra to see people from their own ranks standing up in front and taking on that challenge and performing at a high level. It's hopefully inspiring to the other people who are in the orchestra.
Yeah, I would think it would be that hey, if she's doing this, there's no reason I can't do this maybe next year or the year afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So hopefully that's what it does for the younger kids down the line.
Right. Now, Lindsay, you're an oboist, and you're going to play two movements of the Oboe Concerto in C minor by Marcello. Tell us a little bit about when you picked up the oboe and what draws you to it. What fascinates you about the instrument enough to want to practice it for the orchestra and practice it even more to play as a soloist?
Well, I first started out by playing flute, and I've been playing flute for 8 years, and then I got kind of bored in band, so I decided I'd pick up the oboe. It was very different because there are so many fewer oboes, and so I was able to stand out more, and I've been able to do a lot more with it, like playing in the concerto competition and by playing in all-state band and other opportunities like that.
So you play in band and orchestra, and you play solo as well with the piano?
Yes. Yes, I do. I've been playing for 6 years now.
So you switched. You're not a flutist anymore. You just play the oboe.
No, I still do play on flute, yeah. Okay. But it's not as common for me to play in a band or orchestra setting.
Okay. Now, this particular piece by Marcello, what do you like about it?
I really like just the style of it. I think it's easy to play for me, and I like the way it feels with the orchestra and the way it sounds in general.
Okay. And Yian Hang, you're a pianist as well as another instrument.
Right. I'm a violist. I've been playing that for 7 years.
Okay. And you're a violist in the orchestra most of the time, right?
Right.
And you took on the piano because it just wasn't enough?
I actually started playing piano when I was like 5 and a half or something, like in kindergarten. And so I've just stuck with it. And so I don't know, I just like love the complexity about it. I love how hard work pays off, and I was like fairly good at it and stuff.
Yeah. Now, why did you decide to audition as a pianist as opposed to a violist for this concerto competition?
I mean, I've been playing piano longer, and you can play the viola with like in an orchestral setting with like other people. It's like a lot more common and easy to do. Piano's a mainly solo instrument, and I'm also better at it, and I kind of wanted to be able to like have that experience with like the instrument that I loved more. This is just, I guess, a really cool experience and just like a way for me to do that kind of thing.
That's fantastic. Now, David, there's a third musician as well that'll be featured with the orchestra and a couple of arias. Tell us a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this soloist also is going to be performing on an instrument that's different than what she plays in the orchestra, because Elena is a cellist in the orchestra, and she's going to be performing arias, actually. No instrument. She'll be singing with her voice. She's going to be singing one aria from Mozart's Magic Flute called Aki Schwul, and then from an opera called Susanna, which is mid-20th century American opera by Carlisle Floyd. and that aria is called The Trees on the Mountains. So it's two very diverse arias. It says something about the orchestra and how strong of a group it is that we have all these people who play one instrument in the orchestra and have an equal talent or even a greater talent on another instrument that are able to solo in front of the orchestra. And this is not the only year that we've had that. Last year was also the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elena Escudero is the cellist in the orchestra, and she'll be singing those arias you talked about. To round out the program, you picked music by Georges Bizet, some very popular music from the opera Carmen. How does this fit in programmatically with this, or is this something you don't worry about programmatically?
Yeah, we don't worry too much about it because we pick the orchestra pieces before we know what the concertos are going to be, just so we can get the music in and have a bit of the season plan. So we had the Carmen on the program before this, and then it's always a little bit of a challenge sometimes to arrange the concertos, depending on what they are, to fit them into the program nicely. But I think Carmen suites are always a fun thing to do on any program, so should be an enjoyable end to the concert.
Now, this is a David Glover collection of pieces from Carmen, right? It's not one of the suites that Bizet actually put together himself.
Yeah, there's two suites that are sort of traditionally done, two different Carmen suites, and we were just picking movements from them, ones that work the best with the instrumentation that we have in the orchestra. So it's a good chunk of suite number one and then one or two movements from suite number two.
Okay. David Glover, music director of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony, being performance Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Rahman Center of Jefferson High School in Lafayette. No tickets are required for the performance. There will be a reception afterwards. You can meet the soloists. You can meet Elena Escudero, who will be singing a couple of arias on the program. Also, you can meet Lindsay Hale, the oboist, featured in the Marcello Oboe Concerto in C minor, first and third movements, and Yan Heng, who's playing piano in the first movement of the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Shostakovich. Thanks to all of you for coming today. It's been so exciting to have you here. It must be great fun to be able to play with the orchestra. I'm very, very pleased for you. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.